Hello, it's Stephen Hawking again, and I'd like to share a little something with you. I said hip, hop, the hippie to the hip, hip, hop, you don't stop the rock until you go to podcastawards.com and vote for Infants on Thrones for Best Religious Inspiration Podcast. Keep it real.
This is Infants on Thrones.
Minnesota.
It's Carl, the casual Satanist.
And now we make the sacrifice, for in the shedding of blood we are renewed, and the new life these two will make together takes root. As is customary, the family of the bride will perform the sacrifice.
Carl, son.
Yeah,
come up here.
Oh, no, that's fine. You go ahead.
Did you not hear the magister?
Yeah.
It's the sacrifice. Come on, get up here.
No, thanks. No, thanks. I'm good.
What do you mean you're good? I didn't ask if you wanted a bagel. This is your sister's wedding.
I know.
Stop screwing around. Come on, get up here.
Look, Dad, it's fine. I asked Mom. She said I didn't have to...
What's going on?
Shh.
Dave, could you keep your voice down?
It's fine, Uncle Dave. Go sit down.
Carl, do you have any idea how hard I had to work just to get the council's permission to use a live animal?
Dad, I know.
I almost got carpal tunnel just from all the paperwork. Not to mention the sedatives I had to pump into that thing. Those aren't cheap, you know.
Dad,
so would you please...
Dad.
Hey.
Great.
What's this about?
Mom, will you tell him
Ask this jackass. Did you tell him he could sit out the sacrifice?
What? No.
Yes, you did, Mom.
He told me he didn't want to do it, but I just assumed he meant he didn't want to do any of the cutting. You know how squeamish she is about blood.
No, I'm not.
That's why I have him holding the leg.
Well, that makes a lot more sense. Why didn't you just tell me that, son?
That's not what it's about.
The boy can't handle a little blood?
Shh. Dave, would you please sit down?
It's fine, Dave.
Carl, okay, let's go.
Look, guys, it's not about the blood.
Lucifer, here we go again.
What do you mean?
I really didn't want to have this conversation right now, but I'm kind of having, doubts about this.
Doubts? That's crazy. Jared is a great guy.
He makes your
sister very happy.
No, not about the marriage. Doubts about all this.
Well, your sister chose to have it here, and it is her wedding.
No, not about the venue. Doubts about, Satanism. Please don't cry.
Is there a problem, family of the bride?
Well, this one doesn't.
Hey, shut up.
No problem. Just give us a minute.
Carl, that is enough.
I just don't understand. What happened?
Look, there's not enough time to go through all of it right now.
Exactly. We can have this conversation later. The important thing is to do the ceremony.
Are you chanting every morning and night?
Oh, come on, Mom.
Are you reading your manuscripts?
You don't think I've tried that, Mom? I've been chanting and studying more now than I ever have before. You think I wanted this to happen?
Would you both stop it? We can't have this discussion right now.
What about the night when you felt the dark presence?
That was sleep paralysis.
You know, it's those blasted psychology classes.
Dave, I swear to Lucifer, one more word and...
I just don't understand how this happened.
Mom...
Was it something I did?
No, it's not you.
I feel as if I failed as a parent.
Oh, no, Mom, I love you. You're a wonderful mother.
Well, and here comes your sister.
What in Satan's name is going on here?
Your brother is abandoning his heritage.
Oh, Mom, don't be so melodramatic.
Carl, what is she talking about?
Hey, don't look at me. You buttered your bread.
I've been having some doubts about Satanism.
So?
I feel uncomfortable participating in the ceremony.
Let me ask you something. How long has this little personal crisis been going on?
I don't know. Probably a year.
I cannot believe this. Okay, we are done. Shut up and get up there, idiot.
But I just said I don't...
I need to tell you.
You know what, Dave? You really don't.
Honestly, I don't give a shit what your personal beliefs are. You could have tattoos of crosses on the inside of your eyelids for all I care.
How can you say that?
Stay out of this, Mom. Carl.
What?
Look around you. You see all these people? They all came to see me get married. Me.
I know, but...
Shut up.
Okay.
And I am not going to let the most important day of my life get ruined because after this year-long faith journey...
Oh, come on.
You finally decide that this moment right here in the middle of my wedding is when you're going to find your balls and take a stand on your principles.
I
cannot believe you would be that selfish.
I'm not being selfish.
Listen.
David, that's enough.
I'm not being selfish. I didn't do this to mess up your wedding.
I know you didn't, but we all do things we don't feel comfortable with for the people we love. And today isn't about you. It's about me. Mm-hmm. The fact that you can't see past that and take one for the team wedding that I've been planning for the past 6 months can go smoothly seems pretty damn selfish to me. So I'm asking you for the last time, pull your head out of your ass, go up there, and hold the goddamn leg.
Okay, fine, I'll do it, fine.
Thank you, how generous.
Yeah, fine, whatever.
Listen.
What? What is it, Uncle Dave? What is it you have to tell us?
It's waking up.
What?
Oh no.
You gotta be kidding me.
Carl, grab it.
I'm trying.
Restrain the animal.
It's Carl, the casual Satanist.
And just another annoyingly friendly reminder to go to podcastawards.com and make us the most reluctantly religious, inspirational podcast in the universe today.
Thank you for listening to Infants on Thrones.